Welcome back, hearts, to Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauzi. Thank you so much for joining us from across the world, from all over the planet. Thank you so much for your positive feedback that I've been getting. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. This means so much to me. It means so much to us. It keeps the fire burning. Thank you. I really appreciate the amazing messages that I've received in the past week. And, you know, it's great to know that, you know, you're making a difference, or at least that someone out there is listening, you know. Thank you so much, guys. And please, you can always hit me up on my DMs. My Facebook is Patty Mlauzi. My Twitter is at Patty Mula. And yeah, and let me know how you feel about the podcast. So today, you know what we're talking about, right? You know, we always get this finished product, right? We get this finished product and it's something nice to listen to. It's like music, right? You listen to the song and you're like, wow, this is a hit. This is an amazing beat. And, you know, it just makes me feel amazing, or it makes you feel sad, whichever way. It depends on what you're listening to. Obviously, if you're listening to Adele, it will make you feel in love or out of love or heartbreak or whatever, depending on the genre, right? So today we're speaking to my EP. Woo! The guy behind the scenes, the guy who's been making this podcast happen. Would really like to appreciate him. His name is Peter. He's been getting rid of the bloopers and getting rid of all my pauses and, yeah, and all the stuff that comes in that, yeah, when I just go off the rails and go off the subject and editing it and making sure that, you know, you guys get a finished product that you can listen to that is engaging, that is fun, and that is worth listening to. So we're going to talk to Peter and find out how bad of a client I am. Just kidding. I'm not bad. Okay. I'm so sweet. I'm joking. But, Peter, I know today is not your most amazing day. I know you and I are stout supporters of Red Bull. And after what happened to Max Verstappen, oh, okay. I'm not even going to go there, right?
We're done.
Are we done with that? Okay. But at least, I mean, like, big up to Carlos. I mean, Carlos Sainz, like, big up to him. That was amazing. I think that was good. I mean, I guess his appendix was holding him back. I'm not going to make fun of someone's injuries. But yeah, big up to them. And Checo got us some points anyway. So we're still fine, right?
Yeah, we're all right.
We're all right, yeah. So, Peter, tell us, how is it being an EP?
Okay. It's demanding, I think.
Is it demanding or am I demanding?
No, I think it's demanding. It's trying to get the episodes out, you know. They don't just appear, you know. They don't just come and appear out of the nowhere, processed. Mm. At times you need to do research, you know. At times you need to think, okay, what do you want to talk about? And you do a research and see what do people want to listen to. And what makes it difficult, especially being an EP now, in the days of TikTok and all the other social media, is that things that actually trend, things that people listen to, things that people download more and watch more, are the totally nonsensical stuff.
Mm.
So
stuff that we don't want to talk about.
Yeah, stuff that I don't find interest in it. I don't find it exciting to have thousands of downloads based on somebody's pain or somebody's frustrations, you know.
Mm.
And then now you're there, so what do you then do? You need to find then your own genre, you know.
Mm.
That is going to still give you the downloads. Because apart from recording, editing and producing, you know, there's always that the day after an episode is published, they say, for example, tomorrow is what, Monday morning. I try to forget about the episode when I've published the episode, say maybe on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday night, depending on what. But when it comes to Monday morning, mid-12, at 12 midday, I start looking at the state. I start looking at the downloads.
Oh my word, yeah. The stats are terrible, right? We're so drawn to looking at the stats and seeing how many people have watched and all of that.
You know, then you start looking at the downloads this Monday, then you compare this episode to the last episode, you start looking at, then you look at all the numbers and say, okay, is this going to make it?
And trends.
And the trends, and you just try to analyze, but then you just, okay, then some days you just forget about it and you continue with your life as normal and check on Wednesday. And then, okay, then forget about it again, check on Friday. And the cycle goes on. That's a touch about producing, you know. But it is interesting, it is exciting, it's highs and lows, the pressure, the learnings, putting everything together. It is fun. I do enjoy it. I enjoy being in the studio. I'm doing the editing, you know. I zone out, close everything out, and I listen to the podcast. Trust me, I have listened to your podcast more than anyone else, you know. I listen to them over and over again. People will not know that maybe to do a 10-minute episode, it can take us 20 minutes to record or so, but I can listen to it for 4 hours. I can listen to it for 6 hours. The same episode over and over again. Mm. And then the following morning after it's published, I listen to it on either Spotify or whatever to see, okay, did I not miss out something? And times I have to pull it down and re-upload after seeing that, there's something that I did, you know. So, but it is interesting. It is a nice journey. Something that I love. I enjoy producing. Mm. I enjoy recording. I enjoy editing. I enjoy sound editing. I enjoy general editing. Not only sound, even video, anything that has to do with looking at graphs and computers and pictures, I can do that. But it has been nice. So I talk a lot.
Okay, so clearly, guys, Peter enjoys listening to my voice. You've heard it firsthand.
but there is something about listening to your voice, you know. More people will not know about that.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I heard some technology, what they call a voice fingerprinting, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought it was some nonsense, you know, or some whatever word you can put them, you know.
Wait, what? A voice fingerprint?
Voice fingerprinting, you know. I think it was discovered, I think. Okay. So that they can record your voice, and next time when you call them, you don't need to verify yourself. And I said, I want to know this.
Yeah.
But over the past years, as I recorded, I listened to your voice, I listened to some of your guests, I can actually pinpoint a fingerprint, you know. I can actually know by looking, I can actually analyze your voice, and I can know your voice. There is a way you speak. There is no, so it's some of those things that I've enjoyed that I've learned over editing, and just said, okay, there's actually something called a voice fingerprint.
Oh wow.
Every person is unique, and you just can actually find this is the way they talk. Interesting stuff, but anyway, some other stuff, some story from another day.
Wow, that's so interesting. So there's actually different pitches to the way everyone talks, and is that that's what you're talking about,
there's
right?
Different everybody approaches say a particular slab in a certain way. Everybody speaks,
I know you've
way.
Called me out on my s's a yes. couple of times and you had know, me re-record.
Yeah, no, everybody there's a way in which when you look at what called the graphs, just put the graphs in simple ways, you know. Mm-hmm. the wave function graphs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every I can almost know that, okay, there you made a blooper by just looking at it, even without listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way you respond when you make a mistake, the way you respond, you know. There's just a lot of things that goes around you, and when you're panicking, you know, and when you're not steady, you know, it's all those things. But it has been an amazing journey. It's a learning, you know, on how to do it right. We are not always perfect. We do it better and we keep on improving. We had to be, I think it was a long journey.
Yeah.
We started on Spotify.
Yeah.
I made you go on Spotify. Yes. I recorded my own episode, by the way, before you.
I know.
You've been talking, you know, said, no, you want to do this podcast. You want to do this podcast. I said, no, you are not doing anything about it. You know, then I went to...
You did a demo, and you didn't publish it.
I actually published it. It's there on Spotify.
Is it?
Yes, you actually got it.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
So I went then, Then published it. It's I can't remember the title. It is, I think, Winning Serenity or something like that, you know.
Okay.
It's like a, just like a 10 minute or so watch. And then I did it, and then I went to your smart TV, then opened the smart TV, showed you on Spotify, you know, smart TV. Then you saw me there, and you saw my logo there, and you said, oh, this can happen, actually. It happens, isn't it? I did this like a few hours ago, and yeah, it is now live on Spotify, and you
and I was hooked.
And you're hooked. It's okay, fine. Okay, let's start this, you know. And then you got in, you know, and that became my one and only episode. I've written multiple scripts. I've quite a number of projects on the line.
Okay.
Yes, I've some on Formula One, you know, some like Formula One and work and life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's called the Racing Line podcast.
Yeah.
It's one of those that I've been working on. I love that. Talking about racing in the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
So I do have a podcast in the works that talks about the lessons from Formula One to the everyday life, you know, how to be a high performance person, high performance individual, and what you can learn from Formula One. You know, there's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
there's also some that I'm doing. I just want to talk about myself and just me, and, you know, as a way of like journaling, you know. And you know, you just started like that, you know. I think if you listen to one of my favorite podcasts, I think The Diary of a CEO,
yes,
it's how he started, you know, by just talking to himself in the basement and the like, you know. It's almost like how he started.
Yeah.
So you start somewhere, but we'll grow, and I hope one day we'll grow bigger than him.
Oh. It's good to wish, right? It's good to wish.
No, we can definitely do it, but yeah. I'm grateful, you know, for everybody that has been that have been supporting this podcast. You know, we've had people from, I think, people from first year in South Africa, quite a lot. Yes, then have people from US, and then this guy in Canada, is it not Australia? Who always one of our consistent downloaders. You know, the first person. You know, and then with people in US, definitely with people in Zambia, people in Zim, and. And every now and then we just have people pop up from weird places like Spain, Portugal.
Yeah,
every now and then, you know. And but we it is nice, you know. But the most inspiring are the comments that we do get, you know. I go through some of the comments that we publish on the
Spotify,
platforms.
Yeah.
But some are sent directly to me.
Yeah.
You know, as the producer, I also do the promotion. So some of the comments are amazing, you know. They are inspiring, you know. I think one of the best comments that I got, I think, was from Catherine from Canada, you know. Canada and USA, she's all over the place. She listened to your last episode and she said that was something else.
Aww.
You know, it's somebody that I met maybe 3-4 years ago. I asked her to listen to your podcast. She listened to it. She has met you, I think, over Teams, and said it's amazing. Then also people like that that you've known in Zim, the Bridget Mandawas, and the like, all those people. It's that feedback, you know, that were making a difference, even from family, from friends. We cannot change the world, the whole world, but we can make a difference to somebody. Our message of hope, our message of inspiration, you know, I think we do agree about what is that we want to say out there. We're able to inspire people, we're able to make a difference, you know, and that's why we do this thing.
Oh, thank you so much, Peter. No, that's awesome news. Okay, now, can the attention come back to me?
Okay. No, but this episode is about me.
Yes, it is about me. Yeah, but it's about you working with me, right?
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's address that, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10. No, 1 to 5.
Okay, 1 to 5.
How difficult am I to work with?
Oh, okay. You are not difficult to work with.
Okay.
I think otherwise we would not have made season 2 if you were difficult to work with, you know. It's just that we are not always we have other things that we do. So at times we tend to fall behind our schedule, but we always publish on time. We do have a plan in motion for what we know that we're working on this week. So you try to stick to that. You try to look for guests on your side. I do my research, you do your research, we brainstorm. So we work together pretty well. So on a scale of 1 to 5, I think I give you a 5, you become full of yourself. So let's stick to your 4.
Wow.
Let's stick to your 4, because there's always room for improvement, I think.
There's always room for improvement, Peter. Thank you so much. Yeah. And so like, I know people out there are listening to the podcast, and you know, they're finding things inspiring, they're finding some of this stuff, you know, quite motivating. And you've mentioned, you know, that we've had to sit down and actually brainstorm and come up with a message that we have to communicate to the world, basically. And was that an easy thing on your side to decide that, you know, you want to communicate positivity, you want to communicate hope, you want to communicate inspiration, stuff like that?
It's not that easy. We also want downloads, you know. Downloads in terms of, they tend to matter to a certain extent if you're a producer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that, having that balance, you know. So, but I'm proud of what we do. I'm proud of, even if we have one download and we inspire one person, I feel better than having 1,000 downloads of nonsense. I'd rather have less downloads, but I'd rather have quality things that make a difference in people's life. People that can change somebody's day, that can motivate somebody, that can tell people that they've not been through, they're not alone in these things, you know. I think we've addressed a lot of things, you know. Talked about with episodes on money, episode on challenges in our early drama, but how you overcome, you know. And with episodes, we've interviewed high school people, just finished high school people, we just finished university, and we also have interviewed people in professions. And this is what we, that's what we do for, we just, it's about those who are not listened to. So I'm happy with what we're doing. I'm happy with what we're doing, and I will not change anything. I would want more downloads, definitely, but I will not trade our values for downloads. I'll not trade our message, so that water down our message so that we can get downloads. No. I would rather have our message be authentic and have less downloads than have a message that does not really make a difference. That's just good for consuming in and out, and that's it.
And that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I think both you and I are aligned in the sense that we both want to make a difference to someone out there. We want to bring positivity, because there's already so much bad being communicated, whether it's on the news or it's on socials or it's on, you know, many platforms that you can think about. So if we can bring something that brings hope, I think both you and I are aligned in that aspect, that, you know what, we need that positivity, and we need to
we're not denying that there's bad out there. We're not denying that.
Yeah.
We're just not saying that we just do not profiteer or make our names on,
or feed the beast.
Yeah, you know, no. We know that there's bad out there. So, but we try to say, okay, so what good can we add to the world? You know, what bit of, what candle can we light into the world? What bit of darkness can we drive out? We can't drive out all the darkness, but what light can we, what can our little candle do?
Oh, that's amazing, guys. So, guys, Peter, thank you so much. And guys, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. If you want to know more about how he does it, about his technical side, I think we must definitely have an episode 2 about the technicalities of voice and all of that. You work on that. I have no idea. I just talk. Yeah. You have more info on the technicalities. We should have an episode 2.
I think we'd love to do that. And even to have people who would also want to have their own podcasts. I think we do have a very good platform that we use to do our hosting, that is quite good. So and if you have your own podcast ideas and you want to, you want me to help you set up your own podcast, reach out to Petty. And then we see what we can do, and we can help you teach you some of the ropes that we've learned, and ensure that we can you can join my studio, and let's your voice is heard out there.
True. Thank you so much, Peter. Guys, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. Thank you so much to my EP, my executive producer. Thank you for being in studio today, Peter.
I'm always in studio. I don't know what I mean.
That's another blooper.
I'm always in the studio. It's not like I'm...
Well, oh yeah. today we're interviewing you.
Oh, no, okay, fine.
Today we're interviewing you because you're always listening to other people. But thank you so much.